I'm speaking with Senator Sherrod Brown, Republican from the 8th Legislative District. And Senator, we are just a few days now from the end of the first special session of the 2013 Washington State Legislature. There have been a number of budget proposals that have come and gone, and the most recent has come out of the Senate Majority Coalition Caucus. Can you tell us a little bit about that budget, please?
First, what I'd like to say is it's particularly frustrating for me, having come from the private sector, that we're at where we're at today. Because, you know, back home, if I've got a job to do, I have a deadline I have to meet, doggone it, I've got to meet that deadline. So it's particularly frustrating to me that we can sit here and people can bounce things back and forth, and we should have been doing a lot of these heavy lifts many, many weeks ago, and we should be home in our districts already.
The Majority Coalition Caucus came together at the beginning of the legislative session around a number of guiding principles, one of which would be to pass a budget that operates within existing means, another that would fund education per the Washington State Supreme Court's McCleary decision last year. Which of the multiple budget proposals meet those obligations?
We did. In the beginning of the session, we had three objectives that the Senate decided were its priorities: jobs, education, and the budget. And that is why we were able to, in a timely fashion, pass out a balanced budget that lives within our means. And it funds education K through 12 to the tune of $1 billion. And I think that's particularly important to draw the distinction between the Senate budget and the House budget. The House budget funds education by $700 million. So that's a differential. Even I can do that math. That is a huge, monumental difference. $300 million we're talking about. The Senate budget funds education K through 12 by $1 billion. It is of paramount importance that we uphold our duty to educate our children in this state.
The difference, I think, between the Senate budget and the House budget is that the Senate budget puts all of its investment in education with the first dollars that come in, whereas the House budget sort of relies on other means.
Other means, meaning additional taxes to be able to fund education. And, you know, kids deserve our first dollar, not our last dime. And that is so accurate. And I find it particularly appalling that the House is using the trailer bill, which would be all of the taxes, to fund education when this state has $2 billion additional dollars in revenue that have been generated. We need to live within our means, plain and simple.
So the question is, what will the final go-home budget look like?
It's particularly frustrating to me. Along with the funding that we're pushing forward, we're also pushing forward for some reforms. And that's particularly important because as this economy moves forward, we're chugging along. We need to do what we can to help our businesses, hence our workers' comp reforms that we put into place. And that would save employers $2.2 billion. And that is so important that we do what we can to prop up those small business owners. And the House budget, by contrast, is trying to raise revenue simply for the fact of raising revenue. You know, we've nicknamed the House proposal Bucks for Bureaucrats because the House proposal actually grows government by, I believe, 7.6%. There you go, Bucks for Bureaucrats. It's not the function of the government to grow business. It's the function of the government to help businesses grow.